This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? You've got to ask yourself that question, especially right now as we get this country reopened. Are you standing up? Are you stepping up? Are you demanding that your leader say, no more nine yet, nada, never again? Are you doing that? Are you just sitting back and going, I'm going to go stand in line and be 6 feet apart from somebody? Right. I want to destroy the herd process, you know, herding your viruses together, actually in developing. That whole process. You don't want to do that. You just want to say, oh, you've got cooties. This is the you've got cooties COVID virus. The cooties, we'll call them. Remember cooties back in the day and how that whole thing worked out when you were children? That's what we're playing right now. It's patty cake and cooties. Really. Anyway, so I'm just saying that this is the way it is. We have an active shooter, supposedly. I checked that. They just came across. It says gunman down at Naval Air Station, Corpus Christi, a base in lockdown, whatever that, of course, entails for them. I think we all know what that means, but they have their procedures. Says USS Theodore Roosevelt back at sea. Well, okay, let's get into this. This is another active shooter situation. We've been haven't seen too many of those lately, but I suspect as it gets closer to election and we get more panic that goes on with the other side, you're going to see more of these shootings. That's just the way it works, actually. Let's be frank with it. It says the individual opened fire at a Texas base around 6:15 a.m. was neutralized shortly thereafter, the Navy says. The facility remains on lockdown. One security guard was reported to have been injured while first responders have arrived on the scene. A statement at NAS Corpus Christi on the Facebook page earlier said NHS Corpus Christi is now in a lockdown status. There is an active shooter in the vicinity of North Gate, of the North Gate. Says, if you are in or near the North Gate, get out and away to safety. Execute lockdown procedures. That's what this story was. It's developing, of course. We'll let you know about if there's anything more and more relevant about this particular shooting incident that's going on. But that's just sort of the hot and heavy news. We have just a bevy of information to come your way. We had a great phone call last night. A lot of people on the New California State phone call last night, and upwards of 200 people. Really, really happy to have those numbers going through the roof for New California. And like I said, we have just got, you know, this whole COVID thing has actually been a benefit to New California. We haven't stopped, and it's grown, and people are going, hey, we want out of this California business. And, of course, that will happen. That will happen soon. I'm quoting some great governor who came and spoke to our convention using his words, and you will be soon. That's the quote. Anyway, the just to sort of give you a little bit of a runaround and all that good stuff. One of the things that came out yesterday, which I think is really kind of at the root of the evil, if you will, Trump threatens to hold back funding to states over rogue moves on mail-in voting. Nice. Right? I say absolutely. And, of course, this is, I guess, the leading story that a lot of people are looking at right now. And, of course, it certainly has an absolute bearing on what's going on in New California. And we said, aha, this was going to happen. And here it is. It is happening. It says, President Trump is threatening to withhold federal funding from Michigan and Nevada over their decisions to enact widespread mail-in voting in the upcoming election, claiming the moves were done illegally and will lead to voter fraud. Shocking. Shocking. Of course, there's no mention of California here yet. Give it time. Give it time. Says Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announced Tuesday that all registered voters in the crucial general election battleground state will be mailed an application to vote by mail in November. See, this is the whole thing. Voting by mail is complete voter fraud. You know, when you lose custody of so many ballots, fraud is replete. And in fact, I know the Republican Party apparently in Nevada is filing suit against Nevada because of their, of course, Nevada is just as dirty as California. And how not, why not? I mean, he had so many, you know, Californians rushing out to Nevada, and basically the Nevada legislature templated everything that went on in terms of the illegal voting behaviors of California. That was pretty much sold. I mean, we found that out really as early as 2016, that system of corrupt voting, like in California, which got Hillary so many ballots, which bumped out Bernie in the primary of June of 2016. Remember that? Well, you might not remember. I remember it vividly. But the system was completely corrupted back then, and it's been a progression of corrupting the system, and now that other states have learned the system, Michigan has now stepped up to be one of the ones that's going to go with the attempted, and again, blue state. Look at the blue states that are doing all these things where mail-in ballots. Now listen, I understand mail-in ballots. I've used mail-in ballots before from time to time for different reasons. But, you know, I had to mail them in because I couldn't be there to vote and for various reasons. One time I was very, very sick and I couldn't leave the house. So but listen, this is a complete pathway to voter fraud, complete. And the president knows it. And so his announcement is that he's going to hold back funds, threatens to hold back funding over rogue moves on mail-in voting. That's a very real thing. He should do that. You see, these people are doing corrupt things, and I think that there's going to be more and more and more DOJ investigations going on in this regard, and it should be. You know, you want to make sure you have a fair election, but you know, not if you're on the left and you don't have any real substance to your arguments or anything. All you have is nothing more than what? All you have is corruption. Corruption. So speaking of corruption, California, and a little announcement out there for you. The casinos are starting to open up. You can't get a haircut, but you can go to the casino. It's time for the casinos to open up. So the governor, of course, is going to take... Well, you know, there's some illegitimacy to it. We're looking here at the Sacramento Bee, and the Sacramento Bee is announcing that the governor is not real happy, he says. Says two Sacramento areas casinos are set to have open dates, despite pleas from the Governor Newsom to delay. Okay, I thought he was in charge. Listen, guys, open up everything. Get out. Take off the masks. You don't need them. They're not healthy for you. The fear is all you have to fear. That's really what it is. You know, and the numbers to this, I know, those damnable numbers. You just can't trust those numbers. Anyway, that's just, of course, exactly what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that, and it's not going to work, guys. It's not going to work. Anyway, when we come back, we got a lot more coming at you here on Agenda 21 Radio. We got big protest weekends coming up and all that good stuff. Let's take back. Let's open up our state. Let's do the things we need to do. And, of course, we are going to open up the state one community at a time. All you need to do is just take a little look at the little town of Atwater in Merced County. They declared themselves a sanctuary county against lockouts. And it's opening. Opening. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, NCS 51. Okay, we've got when President Trump arrives in Michigan. This is an interesting story. Ford Motor Company. He's coming to Michigan today. Better make sure those dams don't leak anymore. And get the governor out of the way. Hide her. Let her go under her desk and hide with her fellow cockroaches. Man, I'm brutal today. I woke up with a cup of coffee in my hand. I was in a stupor. I bounced around the hall. No, I'm just kidding. I got some great sleep last night. I closed out the meeting as I'm going to bed. I don't know where you guys are going. I'm going to bed. And I know that several staffers, so to speak, people engaged in New California work after yesterday's day of work. And, of course, we've got so many things coming up. It's going to be spectacular. You don't want to miss the first hour, actually all 3 hours tomorrow of Agenda 21 Radio. It's going to be pretty epic. You're going to get some pretty good descriptions of things. So will a lot of other people. So you don't want to miss out on that. And by the way, the call-in line number is 215-867-8255. We're not open this hour on that, but we will be next hour. So if you want to call in and talk about anything that you want to talk about, you know, I got to get a haircut. In fact, I got to get them all cut. This is absolutely what, you know, and as I'm older, the hair does not grow as fast and as long. I mean, if I was into 2 months or 3 months of back in the day, my hippie days, you know, I'd already have my hair down to the shoulders. Now, I'm not into those days. I'm into the other days. I'm into the shortened days. Anyway, but the hair doesn't produce. Now, I'm very, very fortunate, I guess, because I still have hair on my head. And some people don't know. Back in the, you know, I tell the people who cut my hair, I said, you've got to do a better job on my haircut. You know, there's this big spot in the back of my head. It's bald. I mean, it's not a big spot, but it's noticeable. There's hair back there. I mean, you know, but it's thin. You know, I got a, what are those little vellus hair. Got a lot of vellus hair at the back here. But, you know, the head of hair is pretty good, you know, for my age. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, you know, some people just don't have hair. They have to become pelones, baldies. They have to shave their head because, you know, they just don't really have hair anymore. I mean, anyway, so that, I feel fortunate in that regard that I can say I'm getting hair, but my shoulder length hair is not there. It just isn't showing up. Like back in the day when I'd let my hair grow and the curly locks and all that, it's all gone because I'm older now and a little bit wiser. So anyway, this is a big deal because guess who's out and about the countryside? And guess what? I have a sneaking suspicion that we're going to see actual rallies again for Donald J. Trump. Shocking, I know. Shocking. I'm sure that's coming. And the Democrats are going, how can we keep this guy canned up? Well, you know, we could ask Gavin Newsom. I'm sure he's an expert on that. When President Trump arrives in Michigan Thursday, he'll get a chance to see one of the success stories of America's innovative all-hands-on-deck response to the coronavirus pandemic. Trump will tour the Ford Motor Company, Rosenville? I'm sorry if I'm apologizing to the Rosenville plant. Anyway, Rosenville plant that reconfigured its operation during the pandemic and shifted from making automobiles to ventilators to help save lives. And, of course, Gavin Newsom tried to do that, right? How'd that work out? My dream car? My car's dream or whatever it was? It turned out to be a big nightmare. They tried to do that in China. Remember, guaranteed $1 billion coming your way. Here we go. Warren Buffett. Oh, did I say Warren Buffett? It was his company. Yeah, his Chinese company. And they also have one in Lancaster, California. It's the American side of things for that Chinese company. And that's where they in Lancaster, California, they're going to make the cars for the bullet train to nowhere, right? Right. So the workers on Tuesday's pandemic response, on today's pandemic response assembly line, feel a similar sense of pride for helping fellow Americans during hard times. This is, and much like how Detroit was the arsenal of democracy during World War II with Ford's Willow Run plant producing one B-24 Liberator airplane per hour, the workers on today's pandemic response assembly line feel a similar sense of pride. That's pretty cool. The B-24 Liberator airplane. Says, I could not be more proud of my fellow rank-and-file workers, said Terry Bowman, a Ford Motor Company Rawsonville plant employee who was working on the ventilator project. They could have stayed home all safe and sound, but yet all of these workers decided on their own they wanted to come in and work on a ventilator in the middle of the pandemic. Bowman, 54, normally makes transmission oil pumps for trucks at the Wysipalati Township plant. Okay, I am sorry. I'm absolutely sorry. You throw these the Indian names at me. I'm all over the place. Then the pandemic came and stay-home orders hit. Ford closed the plant, and Bowman went on unemployment in March. And then he says that when Congress passed the more than $2 trillion CARES Act in March, workers on unemployment got an additional $600 per week payment for federal government on top of the normal state benefits. In Michigan, the maximum rate was $362 per week. So with the added boost, laid-off auto workers could make $962 a week, and that rate would amount to more than $50,000 a year. So when Ford put out a call for workers to voluntarily come back to work to make ventilators and personal protective equipment, some of those who stepped up were making less money by putting their health on the line to work by staying home to work than by staying home and collecting unemployment. That's pretty cool, actually. It's kind of interesting. They probably these ventilators, they have four automotive switches and dials and handles and stuff. I don't know about that. They look pretty cool that what they're doing. That is just really slick the way they've done that sort of thing. A lot of workers are actually working only 40 hours and making less than what they would have if they just stayed home. All these volunteer workers did not have to be here but decided to come back as part of the, he added. In all, more than 1,000 Ford employees signed up to work at four Southeast Michigan auto plants. That is really cool. I find it interesting the way they can retool these things like this so quickly into. That really speaks well for American ingenuity, and there's no question about it that out here in California we can just beat everything up, you know. We're Americans. Hello, Ford said, listen to this, the ventilator model is unique because it runs on compressed air, not electricity, so it doesn't need to be plugged in. It's ideal for a quick setup in an emergency on the battlefield and during transport of patients. Wow, that's cool. Ford said it doubled the ventilator and PPE production Project Apollo after the Apollo 13 launch. Wow. Launch in 1970, when a lunar landing was aborted after an oxygen tank failure 2 days into the mission, forcing the astronauts to improvise a fix. See, it all comes down to this Apollo 13, you know, and I always talk about Apollo 13 in my presentations. Because we will never have this time again to make new California. Tell them that. Here it is, Apollo 13. Wow. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Oh, Bowman, who happens to be the co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party and active on the Trump campaign, said he wrote the White House and invited the president to see the firsthand the effort. Good job. That's good for him. We're back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back. We are here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, Red State Talk Radio, Talk Monster. Talk Monster. We're going to be at the New California and the Red State Talk Radio gang will all be teamed up together at the Republican National Convention. No report on the Democratic Convention at this time. We're trying to do fair play and go there too, especially with the new California thing, because we want to be representative. And I know, listen, I got to turn on the neutral hat now, no biases. And because in New California, that's the way we are. And everybody says, oh, you just can't be that way. And the answer is, yes, you can, because we must, you know, and again, the president has to put on his hat too. And we're encouraging the president to put on that hat. Where, you know, he's looking, got to look at the state of California and realize we're totally out of compliance constitutionally, especially Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. My goodness, there's no Republican form of government here. No, we got a dictator. His name is not Dick, but he is a tater. I'll tell you, he's something else. And he's also one of those, too. Anyway, but we've got all kinds of stuff going on. What's this? Huge scandal. Oregon changes hundreds of Republican ballots. Oh, we talked about that. That was Election Day. this is ain't going to happen. Gateway. I'm sorry, switching gears on you now. We're talking about all kinds of things. I've gone to Gateway Pundit. You know, it's kind of like I got to get my Gateway Pundit fix every day on the radio show. They become sort of an exclusive contributor to Agenda 21 Radio in so many different ways. It says former U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova. Obama may not be indicted individually, but he and Biden may be included in an indictment as people who were either used or participated in a criminal conspiracy. Okay, I'm going to give you what I think is my blunt force trauma feelings about what's going on with Obama and these clowns and Hillary Clinton. And Scott Adams yesterday really said it well, too, and I totally agree with this, but this is how I see it playing out. And, you know, so Scott agrees, everybody else agrees, so I'm just telling you, everybody agrees with me. But I see this as a reality check for everybody. So because I get asked, when's Trump going to do this? Why doesn't Trump do this? Ah, Trump, he's not doing anything, Trump. And I'm going, God, I'm so tired of getting hammered for the president. Just beat up all the time. And I say, look, I can't talk for that guy. I don't know what's going on. No, I say, look, I step up and defend what's going on. Absolutely. I mean, I get, you know, bureaucracies, and I spent enough time. In a bureaucracy for years, so I get the whole nine yards. Anyway, former U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova says this, may not be indicted individually, but he may be included in an indictment as people who were either used or participated in a criminal conspiracy. Do not look forward to anything, and here's my point, do not look forward to any of these indictments for the big guys until after Trump gets reelected. The resources to manage all of this, because the low-hanging fruit is enough, right? First of all, the low-hanging fruit would include Comey. It would include the whole gang of the Russian Gate thing. It's going to include the whole Ukrainian thing. And then we've got all the unmaskers. We have that group of people. Okay, all that has to come for in the time. They don't have the resources or the capacity at this point to run that scale of investigation. Remember, just because he's elected at the snap of the finger doesn't mean anything about the bureaucracies and how they're going to behave. These bureaucracies have been around and in place doing their evil doings since after World War II. And they've grown and they've exacerbated themselves into metamorphized into these evil things. And it's taken 70-some years to get here. Do you think it's going to be overnight that he can fix it? No. First of all, he's got to have his own loyal people in places of influence all throughout the bureaucracy. And that is in a process that's a process happening. So all these deep state actors such as Peter Strzok and all these guys, they've been ensconced for a long time. And to get them out of there has been a difficult thing. And it'll continue to be until, I think, the second election for Trump. And when he gets in, it's a different ballgame. These people are going to be handled right now. They're being handled right now. We know that the Bull Durham, John Bull Durham, is, now he's already impaneled grand juries and there's hearings and things like that. But my bigger point is, don't expect that Hillary Clinton's going to get indicted. Don't expect that Bill Clinton will get indicted. Don't expect that Obama will get indicted. All the big players are going to get indicted this time. But they will in the next, after he gets reelected. I can. That's what's going to happen. So that's why Joe DiGenova has come out and makes this statement. I'm going to pull up the article so that we get this, the whole gist of it. And it says here, former U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova was on the Howie Carr radio show again this week. And as always, he provided more accurate information on what is going on in the John Durham investigation. That is a fact, Jack. This is what goes on. Joe DaVinci with the Howard Carr Show says AG Barr at the where are we at here? They don't come on. This is the thing. I don't want to rip on the thing. They give me the player. I want to hear it. Give me the player. Trending ain't gonna happen. Okay, maybe we got it now. All right. Okay, I got it now. Crushed. This is. Let's just check this one out. Let's see what we got. We may blow through the actual. Yeah, here we go. We're on the Howard Carr Show.
Columbia. Bill Barr basically said he won't be seeking charges against former President Obama or former Vice President Biden. Not surprising. Are you disappointed, though?
Not at all, because I didn't expect him to do that, and I think it would be extremely unwise to do that for the Department of Justice, but also for the country. The one thing you don't want to do in investigating this is emulate what Obama and the Obama Justice Department and FBI did, and that's corrupt the federal law enforcement process. The Attorney General is applying the rules that should be applied. Now, that doesn't mean that since he says he's not going to charge either President Obama or Vice President Biden, that he would not name them in an indictment as people who were either used or participated. And it doesn't mean that when John Durham writes his report for the Attorney General that he isn't going to outline the activities and conduct and actions of President Obama and Vice President Biden. Those are two different things, because I happen to believe that the public shaming of President Obama and Vice President Biden is far more important than indicting them.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. That is the key point. You're going to get the public shaming that's going to come out and into the election. After the election, give it a year, and you're going to see these indictments flow for these people. And you know, the other part of it too, which I think is very, very interesting, is that Obama can actually be impeached, and so can Joe Biden. For their actions. Imagine, and this is really cool, you get a Republican House, Republican Senate, and you get impeachment of those guys. Now that's impeachment. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future. Exactly what you want is the state of the future, right? And we all have to have that state of the future. There's no question about it. I guess you can say that the state of the future is on its way. Just saying. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, we're going to switch gears a little bit. Not too much. I've got to get my little thing here. Man, you know when the computer... I got to get new computers. I just figured out. I got to get the new computers going on. And the Gateway Pundit has really been a great, great source of information for us. I'm really pleased to be using a lot of the Gateway Pundit business. And the other one, too, is Tyler Durden's Zero Hedge. We use Zero Hedge quite a bit. And Breitbart, which, you know, we haven't been to Breitbart for a while. You know, tomorrow is Friday, so we'll be going full-fledged on all the different sources of information that we always choose and get associated with. But, you know, it's interesting to see what has been going on. Sobering stats, stark number, reveal coronavirus is deadly for elderly and mostly spares young. This whole thing is going to have to settle itself out. It really is. And especially with this coronavirus business and what's going on with small businesses. We get contacted all the time from New California about the small businesses that are going out of business and how people are pushing back and fighting back. And this is something that is becoming, I think, really a big, big deal to the point where you're going to get a revolt like you've never seen, especially here in California. Real people doing real things, very serious, bad things, ultimately, if this continues. So it's got to halt and it's got to stop. And I'm saying it's done now. It's done now. I'm saying everybody go to work. Go do the things you need to do. They're trying to use antiquated laws like we talked about yesterday. It's brothel laws. Those are things that are just not doable.
Tommy Lahren sat down with four small business owners this week down in Texas to talk about how they have managed and what's to come. And here with what she learned, Fox Nation host Tommy Lahren. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you. We interview all of these restaurant owners and salon owners every day now, and these are really sad stories, but they're getting back to business in Texas, right?
Well, that's the thing. And just speaking with them, it's very apparent they are very grateful to be in Texas. And, you know, Texas really is a roadmap for the rest of the country. And I'm hoping that other states, especially my former state of California, will take note. They're doing it right. But it's still a struggle each and every day for these business owners. They're being bombarded by the media. They're being bombarded with what they fear are class action lawsuits. So it's going to be a rough road ahead, but they're just excited to face the challenge head on. At least they can tackle the challenges now, especially in Texas.
In some of that video, I saw one of my favorite restaurants there, Mi Casino. It's so good. So you just said you left California. I didn't know that. You're living in Texas now?
No, I actually fled to Nashville, Tennessee. So, yes,
no
I fled
state.
California, and, you know, I fled at the right time. I did. And, you know, and that's when I talked to these business owners, especially in Texas, and then one who has a national chain, Dickey's Barbecue, talking about how California, and they really feel for their peers in California because their opportunity to make a living for themselves and their families has been completely taken away from them, and they can't imagine how difficult that must be
right.
for their fellow restaurant, gym, salon owners.
Right. I know we have a soundbite from one of those Texas restaurant owners that's concerned about class action lawsuits. Listen to this.
Well, I was actually on a call with President Trump and Vice President Pence last Friday. That was the number one topic that everybody was discussing, was protecting business owners that are opening up against class action lawsuits, because it's hard to prove where somebody got
right.
corona.
What else did he say about that?
Well, I think that's a major fear because, again, we're already seeing commercials with lawyers saying, oh, were you affected by COVID-19 and join in a class action lawsuit? So these business owners who are already struggling, finally they can open up maybe at 25, 50% capacity, and now they have to worry about lawsuits, which could absolutely end them, and they're frivolous lawsuits. So we hope that Congress will take action on this. We hope that the president will take action on this. We need to protect our small business owners now more than ever.
Well, what they're going to do is just take shots at business people, you know, that some of the interlopers. And, of course, that would be something that Gavin Newsom would just love to do out there, right? They would just love to do that sort of thing. But, again, there's got to be something that the federal government can do at this rate so that these kind of lawsuits, you know, and it should be put into some sort of bill soon, that these people can open up, because you know people are going to try and take advantage of this, and they're going to try and close down businesses all over. That was a classic thing that the left would do and say, oh, it was the coronavirus. It is so unclear. It is so murky about who's got the virus, who doesn't have the virus. They don't have any real straight way to look at it, tell you what's going on. It's all subjective in terms of evaluations. And that's why I say it's a muddled miasma of BS is what it is. I mean, if you want to go to a doctor and you want to find out what's wrong with you, you better have a real test that you can rely upon. And in fact, a lot of these tests for COVID virus, the testing devices and the instruments and so on, are bogus. They don't function right. They were manufactured wrong. A lot of them come from China. You know, these are just a few things, right? These are just a few things that people don't understand. No wonder people like myself are saying the emergency is over. There is no emergency going on, and there is no edicts coming down from the governor. By the way, in California in particular, you know, this has been over with since May 4th, his emergency orders. Yet everybody thinks that because he's got orders out by the health department under the color of his authority on a letterhead, that that's good enough to be emergency orders. And it's not. That's called lying to the public. There are no valid orders to be closed or stay inside. Get out there.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website. We're going to be having a potluck again. Man, on the 24th, Sunday. I'll be there. I'm back. The Robinson Timber Conference Room. I'll tell you, this is a wonderful place. It'll be a packed house. Absolutely a packed house. Go to church. Hello. Pastors, open up. Wake up. Have the courage, because it doesn't take a lot. You know, God's with you. I mean, look who you have to support. What a supporting cast you have, pastors. And you're worried about the government taking away your 501c3 status? Never happened, by the way, because they can't. It's called, you've got the strongest amendment, the First Amendment, and the First Element of the First Amendment. Don't you see, the first thing totalitarians want to do to us is destroy the first element of the First Amendment. You pastors are the ones on the front line dedicated to stop the government. Not radio show hosts. Yet, we have to tell you what to do. Which should be actually embedded in you. Just saying. Anyway, we got a lot more coming up here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. Big show tomorrow. Big show tomorrow. So, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.